Great. Thank you. Good evening. This is Laura Sinkowski calling in tonight with Smarter Networker. And I'm so excited. This is an international class. That's incredible. And I couldn't be more excited to be live tonight with Danny Johnson. Thanks to all of you for your positive comments and your encouraging words, your positive results that you've been posting over in Super Friends. It's been a really great place of encouragement and really to create some incredible camaraderie with this group of people. And we had an incredible call last night that you were all a part of, and I've heard some really tremendous and outstanding feedback from a lot of you that have really taken immediate action and really applying these skills to your business right away. And so we are now halfway into week two, and you're joining us tonight for the closing portion of our prospecting and closing class. And I personally am really proud of some of you because I know that a lot of you are in a position where you felt the same way I did when I was first getting going in my business. And I was so excited about the opportunity and so excited about the endless possibilities, but like so scared, like so, so scared, scared to pick up a phone, scared to talk to someone, scared of what somebody would say. And, you know, I just today, you know, even though we're only into week two, I know that you've allowed yourself to really step out of your comfort zone by adopting Danny's confidence and that posture and those sales skills. And some of you just jumped so far out of your comfort zone, and it's awesome. So now it's about always growing and always improving and always developing yourself into the most professional business owner and leader that you can be. And I'm so thankful to Danny Johnson for offering something like this to people because it's making a huge difference in their business. It's making a huge difference in their mindset. And in many, many years, well over a decade in this industry, I've never, ever seen another leader offer anything like this, let alone take their time to come back and teach and train people in the field. So please take this call seriously. Turn off any distractions that you have going on in any vicinity of you. Get your pens ready because the next 2 hours will change the direction of your entire business. So let's go ahead and get started with our leader and mentor, Danny Johnson.
Wow, Laura, you are quite an impressive communicator. I'm just sitting there going, wow. You are so, so good on this call. I'm totally, thoroughly impressed, and it's not easy for that to happen. It just isn't. Aww. But, man, you blew my socks off, that's for sure. Wow, awesome, awesome job. And I'm so very blessed to have you a part of this team, you and Brian and Kristen and Richie and Jackie now. You guys are just rocking it. You are doing such a good job helping people, doing such a good job with putting together systems that are helping people in the 21st century build a dynamic business. And for the rest of you, man, we had a really good call last night, and I read your comments, many of them, on that page, the super, whatever that name was again. It's right here somewhere. Anyway, you know where you went. I was sent a link and went over there and eavesdropped on some of you, and I was really impressed what you pulled from last night's call. It meant that you were really paying attention, and you were humble and teachable, and that was really good and encouraging for me to look at and to see. And it's good that you guys are coming together to encourage one another because you really need that. You really, really do. What I want to do is I want to have a short conversation with you, which is what I often do in my second week for the prospecting and closing classes. And this is something that you'll hear next week and the week after as well. And through the years of coaching and developing leaders in the industry and raising up millionaires in your industry, and I was trying to think the other day, like, where have I raised up more millionaires? And I think it's about 50-50. I think half of the millionaires that we've raised up have come from the industry, and half of the millionaires we've raised up have come out of traditional businesses. And it's been fun because the ones who started in this industry, and that's where they made their first million, they sucked, absolutely sucked. And I loved what Laura was saying, how terrified she was. I was terrified too, absolutely scared to the point of getting hives and shaking and big giant pit sweat and stuttering and, you know, my mind going blank. And I just remember all of that anxiety that I just had to push through. And then once you push through that, it's over. You don't come back to it. You broke that initial barrier. Well, one other thing that has to be pushed through, and we talked a little bit last night about really working this as you're going for the gold medal, not like you're going for T-ball, but that you're going for the gold medal. You're not a part of the group of, and please don't take this the wrong way, but the group of guys with their big giant beer and bread guts, you know, who like throw a football or a frisbee on a Saturday once a month. That is not who you are called to be. What I'm saying is the analogy towards business, because there are those people in this industry where they are those big giant, you know, guys that you could tell.
Just one moment. It looks like we lost Danny. She'll be right back. All right, Danny, you are back.
Thank you. Okay, well, I have no idea what you didn't hear, which sucks. I hate that. Actually, can we open the lines and someone can cue me? What was the last thing they heard? All right, what was the last thing you heard me say?
Fat guys or beer.
Overwhelmed with beer.
This one.
Okay, so someone said the guy with the beer belly, someone else said fear. Okay, awesome. Well, I'll wrap up that thought that you're not called to being the couch potato remote control jockey. That's not who you're called to be. You are called to be the people that are going for the gold medal in your industry. Millionaires are created every year in the industry that you are a part of. And I'm not saying that you have to make $1 million to be successful in your industry. But I am saying that you can do this. I mean, I've watched the least likely people to succeed in this industry. And I know that you can do it. So the other side of it is, and this is a very important conversation and something for you to master, because when I first got started in the industry, I was terrified, scared to death, and I had to push through that anxiety, the pit sweat. I had to push through the worry and the rejection and taking it personally, right? And I was doing 60 dials a day. Imagine getting rejected that many times per day and then having 8 presentations a week and having, you know, 10 minimum 20 people in each one of those presentations, and then having, you know, 9 out of 10 leave and they'll even look at me afterwards. So, I mean, all of that rejection, but I got to tell you, once you push through that, and you will push through that, you will move past that. It's just a stupid little barrier. That's all it is. And so once you decide that it's a stupid little barrier, you're like, forget this nonsense. This is stupid. It's just a head trip. You realize that, right? You don't need to be psychotic. Just get busy. Go for it. It's no big deal. So anyway, once I pressed through that and I realized through my career that being good in this industry is really boils down to two things. One is your attitude and how you think and how you approach it, and the other is your skill set. And when you've got the right winning gold medal attitude, you can say all the wrong words and you're still going to sign people up. You're still going to sell product. You're still going to have people begging to work with you. And then that's when we look for fine-tuning your leadership skills, fine-tuning your motivating other people skills. So in doing that, I need to show you something that is really hugely important for your success for the long haul. I want you to imagine that there is a farmer. He buys a plot of land, good soil this land has. He buys all the equipment to till the land. He buys the most expensive and the best non-GMO organic heirloom seed. He gets the best possible help. He studies and he interviews and he reads and he studies and he interviews other farmers and he reads and he just really becomes a master of the craft that he wants to do. And he has this vision of fields upon fields upon fields growing beautiful organic produce and maybe even, you know, shipping it around the world. He's got his vision. He goes out, he plants the seed, and he leaves after he plants the seed. He shows up about a week, 10 days later, because that's about all it takes for something to germinate in most cases. You know, if you're growing corn or you're growing tomatoes or you're growing whatever, it pretty much pops up rather quickly. He goes, he sees his field and that beautiful black soil that has a whole bunch of itty-bitty T teeny weeny, itsy bitsy little sprouts. And they're frail. These sprouts are so frail and weak and vulnerable. Well, this farmer has never planted anything before. He's not a farmer by trade or by blood, or his family never had been in the farming business. He looks at that. He takes a big, deep breath. His face just sinks in his chest, and he goes, "This is all I get? After all of that money I just spent, after all of the BS I had to put up with my workers, after all the work issues of the equipment breaking down, all the running all over the state to try to get the best stuff, and this is all I get in return?" He stops on the sprouts that are in front of him. He turns around. He abandons his field. Now, you and I both know that a farmer would tend not to do such a thing. But when someone doesn't have the experience and they do not understand how things grow, they are very quick to discount the sprouts. You have sprouts in your business right now. Some of your sprouts are that you actually signed up for this class and you showed up. You haven't flaked. And maybe in the past, your lack of commitment, you have flaked. And the fact that you're here, regardless of what your numbers look like, that in itself is a sprout. Let me tell you what a sprout is evidence of, what it is proof of. The sprout is evidence of what is to come. That's what a sprout is. It's evidence of what is to come. I cannot tell you how many millionaires that the talk I just gave you, this was their turning point. I had a woman that was zero for $3,000 in one of these classes. She was somebody that I was personally working with as well. She could not get people to stay on the phone past the first paragraph, the, "Hi, Bob, this is so-and-so calling you back." People hung up on her instantly. In that first two sentences, they wanted nothing to do with her. Zero for $3,000. I remember the first time me sharing this issue on sprouts. She's recently read a book, and I have a feeling that the teaching's in the book. I heard that it is. The sprouts. They're evidence of what is to come. That woman today is a multimillionaire, running a huge company, by the way, as well. Evidence of what is to come. We have to be faithful with the little vulnerable sprouts, and we have to train our eyes to be able to see them. Because you actually have sprouts popping up all over your life in the specific areas that you have putting forth an effort. Whether you've been putting forth an effort in reading the script to Life Prospects, that in itself is a sprout. Meaning, if you've never done that before, and I know that many of you, after the first class, you picked up the phone for the first time. I read a comment yesterday on that the Friends page, the Super Friends page, and I saw somebody say, "My gosh, after I heard that first class and I've watched you guys posting your results here, I got so convicted I picked up the phone for the first time ever in my career and I started to dial." That right there is a huge sprout. But let me tell you what stomping on your sprouts looks like. It would be that same woman saying, "Oh my gosh, I got so convicted from the class and seeing that you guys are doing this, I picked up the phone and I made my first dial." If she followed up that statement with, "But I didn't close anybody," that just killed the sprout. Or, "Well, but I only made 10 calls and I'm still not there yet," that just killed the sprout. "Well, you know, I talked to 200 people, everyone said no," that's killing the sprout. You have got to become your biggest cheerleader, friend. You have to become your biggest egging on. You got to egg yourself on. If you don't, nobody else will egg you on. And everything with succeeding has everything to do with winning. And having that winning attitude is always looking for, where am I making improvements? Because where the improvements are, that is proof that there will be a harvest in the same exact direction. So the sprout of basil, for example, tiny little weak thing, two little leaves, okay? I've grown a lot of basil throughout my life. I've had gardens, you know, on and off for the last 15 years. What I can tell you about growing food, and some of you are growing some right now, and some of you planted some things last weekend, unless, of course, you're in Ohio. You wouldn't do that till after May. But here in Texas, we, you know, people have got gardens all over the place. I got lettuce popping up from last year because I'm taking a rest from gardening this year. So when the sprout comes, it's weak, it's tiny, it can be blown by the wind, it could have too much water, or the sun could fry it. It's very vulnerable, which it means that it needs your protection. Your job is to protect those sprouts, shield those sprouts from the elements, make sure it gets the proper nurturing that it needs to have, and that's what your job is. And some of you need to start what we call a sprouts journal. And that sprouts journal is by your bed. First thing in the morning, you write down three sprouts. It could be three things you are thankful for, or it is three things that you did right the day before. I also want you to do it at night. Some of you need to do it twice a day, meaning your head is so running amok against you. You have so many excuses in your head that's keeping you from dialing. You have so many excuses of circumstances that are happening around your life that you haven't realized that those are just barriers that you have to push through. And when you make a commitment to something, you've got to follow up with that commitment. And consistency is what's going to bring you to the finish line. Consistency and celebrating those sprouts. So what I want to do is I want to test you with your sprouts now. And what does that look like? We're going to have Shane open up. Actually, we'll have you raise your hand. I want you to write down three sprouts right now, three things that you can say, man, these are three areas where I had progress. It doesn't have to be I closed somebody. Well, if it's your first time closing somebody, then yes, you would say that. I closed someone for the very first time. Great. Then that's something to celebrate. But I want you to find three sprouts. If you picked up the phone for the first time, that is a sprout, right? If you read the script and you stuck to it, that is a sprout. And if you brought people to a presentation, that is a sprout. If they showed up at the presentation, that's another sprout. So I want you to write those three things down, and then we're going to give you the opportunity to share them, and I'm going to coach you on that because this is a mindset. You've got to train your mind for the gold medal. You have to untrain your mind for excuses because excuses don't even get the bronze. Excuses don't even make it out to the field. And we have to get beyond that and understand those are barriers, getting sidetracked, getting unfocused. There's another thing on a show that we did earlier today. You guys are absolutely going to want to watch it. It'll be the week after next week. In fact, that whole week of shows will be really, really powerful for each one of you. And, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning is a good time to just let it play on your phone, whether you're watching it through our website and you can watch it or you can listen to it on the Danny Johnson app. But really important to keep your mindset on track for winning this game. Really important. So one of the things that I recently met with somebody, and I have to point this out to you because this is where the rubber meets the road. I was in a meeting with someone that was somewhat high level, or at least highly paid. And I had asked the question, hey, and it's somebody that's, you know, a little bit older, and I said, what is your vision? For the next 5 years, what do you see yourself doing? What's your goals? And his response to me was, you know, I hadn't thought about it. And everything clicked in that moment why he was not having success and why he had a hard time following through and why he wasn't paying attention to details and why things were not getting done. And it was crystal clear, crystal clear. When he said, you know, I hadn't thought about that. Where there is no vision, there is no ownership. So what is your vision for your business? I hope to goodness it's not to be a 3-star diamond intergalactic general, because that's just a bunch of nonsense. Your vision has to be bigger than your pin that's on your lapel or the recognition plaque that you're getting for doing X amount of millions of dollars in sales. What's your vision? Why are you here? Because where there is vision, there is ownership. Where there's ownership, there is commitment. And when there is commitment, you are so all in. And focus is birthed out of commitment. If you are not committed, you cannot focus. So commitment is the thing that brings the focus, and focus then will also beget persistence. Because there are going to be tsunamis and grenades and hurricanes and tornadoes that are going to hit your life. They are going to come at your life. Whether it's a death in the family, or the health problem of a spouse or a child, or it is some marital issues that are happening, financial issues that are happening. You lost your job, or you're about to. The car broke down. Those little grenades that pop into your life, if you do not have vision, you will not have ownership, you will not have commitment, you will not have focus, and you will not have persistence. So where there is no vision, there is no ownership. Where there is no ownership, there is no commitment. Where there is no commitment, there is no focus. Where there is no focus, there is no persistence. And where there is no persistence, there is no success. It's the simplest formula on the planet. So let's flip it around. Where there is vision, there's ownership. Where there is ownership, there's commitment. Where there is commitment, there is focus. Naturally, I don't care if you call yourself ADD or not. And where there is focus, there is persistence, because you're focused on the vision. And there's nothing, no grenade, no bomb, no nothing that is going to stop you from following through on what you said you would do. And where there is persistence, the fruit will be success. That journey is paved with that winning attitude that knows how to spot the sprouts and focus on the sprouts. Do not speak the bad side of it. Here's what we know. Of course there's an upside and downside to everything. But right now, you have got to train your mind for the Olympic gold medal. And that means you're only going to see the win. You're only going to see the finish line. That is what you're going to see. And that's what you're going to focus on. And that will build your confidence. It will build the self-esteem. It will build your faith. Because we know the sprout is proof of what is to come. That's what we know. I know that if you dial, eventually you're going to sell something. That's what I know. What I know is if you stick to the script and you practice with live prospects every day, or every day that you're working your business, if that's 3 days a week like it was for me, then I know that you will succeed. I know if you're putting forth the effort and the sprouts are there, we know that eventually there's going to be a harvest. It's impossible for there not to be. Okay, so press number one, if you would like to share your sprouts. We'll take a couple minutes to share some of those sprouts, and then we'll get into some role-playing. And then Shane will open up your line.
Excellent. First up, we have Mike and Shelley Gibson. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So this is Shelley, and my first sprout is I managed to read the entire prospecting script, and then I managed to read the entire closing script. And I stuck to the script to the point where there's a typo in your script, and I read it.
Thanks for pointing out the typo. And if you would like, you can send it to our office.
No worries.
Okay, awesome job. Good job reading all the way through that script. That's seriously a sprout. And reading through both of them, which most people don't and won't do. So you're on the right track. Who's next?
Next up, we have Amy Lee. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your sprout?
My sprout is I am no longer scared to cold call people.
Yay! That's huge. You busted through the barrier. You busted through the barrier.
I did, and I gave up control. I was leaning a lot on my own strength, and I need to lean more on God's strength.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he has the people already assigned to you, so you got nothing to worry about. It's already a done deal. He led you to your business. He'll lead you to the success. Who's next?
Next up, we have Joni Snaith. Go ahead.
Joni, what are your three sprouts?
Hi, Danny. My sprouts are I did 7 presentations so far this week.
Nice.
And I had a lady just today respond to a broadcast email that I sent out from literally a year ago, and I connected with her today. She said she's been working on getting the money piece together for her business, and she's going to attend this First Steps. That's
wow.
What the email was about. Yeah. I was like, cool. And my final one is that my entire family is registered for First Steps of Success. It's going to be me, my husband, and our two kids, and it's our first time as a whole family going together.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. 7 presentations. You got someone closing the business. They're coming to First Steps. They're working on getting the money for the package. And you know once they get to First Steps, they're going to come up with that money is going to fall out of the sky for them because all of a sudden their mind opens up and their excuses go to the pit of hell. Wow, that's an amazing week that you had. Congratulations. Good job. Who's next?
Next up is Kate Wiseman. Go ahead.
Hi there. Signing up for the class and shaping my schedule around it. No excuses. I'm celebrating that.
Yes!
Thank you. I made my first 20 dials ever. And
yes!
I got through the whole script with one of the prospects I talked to. And
Woo!
then when she did not answer the follow-up, I didn't dwell on it. I read it as next.
Nice. And you're just on to the next 20. On to the next 20. Awesome. Those are huge sprouts, girl. Good job. Who's next?
Next up is Jay Green. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. What are your sprouts?
Okay. So after making excuses forever as to why I couldn't get on the phone or why that wasn't good for my business, I made my first dials last week. Second sprout is that I've almost tripled that amount of dials this week.
Woo!
And I feel really comfortable in, like, the opening lines, and I'm being able to, like, pull a few people from, like, no, I didn't request this info and just flip it around and get through the entire script, like, comfortably without getting nervous. So that's my second one. And then this week I sent 4 presentations and 1 just really great call, like, right before we jumped on this line. So, yeah, thank you.
Wow. Nice work. Dang, dude. From excuses to results. That's where it's at. I'm so proud of you. Awesome job. Who's next?
Thanks.
Next up is Linda Piper. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny. Hey, last night just blew me away. I got more out of the first four paragraphs. Today I went in depth with those and made more presentations in the first 100 dials than I've made all the other previous days of this week. And I closed 2 people today.
Oh, my God!
And I am in it to win it, and I am hungry.
Wow. Now, could you imagine
so how about that?
Could you imagine if you were not on the call last night?
Yes, I was on the call. Thank you.
No, I'm saying, could you imagine if you hadn't? And
Yeah. You know,
your skills last night. Wow.
Yes, I did. It just clicked. When I heard you read that to the other lady, you know, again, it's like, wow, I wasn't going in depth enough from those first 4 paragraphs.
Yep.
And that they were shutting me down.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. So thank you.
Oh, so very proud of you. Good job. Man, I love it. Like, hello. Increasing the dials and closing somebody in a day. Not 1, but 2. Hello, baby. Who's next?
Next up is Linda and Avery Waddington. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your sprouts?
Can you hear Linda?
Yeah. What's your sprouts?
Okay.
My sprout is I closed somebody since your class.
What?
And I have 2 voicemails. Call back from your voicemail script.
I love it. Avery, were you
going to
share?
Yes, I'm here to also. Okay, for me, I learned not to add anything to the script. I learned not to lose control of the conversation.
Yes.
And I learned that I need to be continue to learn is what I need to do. That's why I'm here.
Awesome. Awesome job. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Diane McGuigan. Go ahead.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Today I had 5 people go to the presentation.
Nice.
I got more dials done yesterday and today than I set for my daily goal.
Wow.
And I have 7 guests coming to First Steps.
What? I want to see you in that lunch.
Yes, Me too.
I want you in that lunch. I want you to get number one.
Oh,
huh?
I'm going to keep working, getting people there.
We got 4 weeks. We got 4 weeks.
Yes, we do.
Plenty of time, baby. Plenty of time. My gosh, that's incredible. 7 guests coming to First Steps to Success. Presentations happening. More dials than you did last week. I love it. Okay, who's next?
Next up is Lillian Cicada. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny. Yesterday I made more dials than I ever have. I made 96 dials.
Wow.
And I took 3 all the way through to the LIC and followed up. And I closed 2 on the marketing system all by myself without my director, I know. And today I was reading, I think, really well because somebody said, you know, I've gotten 1,000,000 calls and I would have hung up on you, but you actually sound like I want to hear what you have to say. So,
yes! This is amazing. I love it. Okay, awesome. All right, let's clear that queue, Shane. And I'm going to move to my next line item for the agenda here. Wow, see, that's amazing. And here's what's important. And I think it would be really important that you guys share these daily on that Facebook page. And read each other's sprouts. It's really important to do that because you're giving life to it. You see, neglecting the sprout is killing the sprout. So when you don't focus on it and you don't talk about the improvements that you're making, it will die. That's like not nurturing it. It's not feeding it. So you have to make sure to properly nurture and protect that sprout. And the way that you nurture and protect that sprout is by talking about it. It's by celebrating it. It's by posting it. These are improvements that I'm making. This is getting easier. And you got to fuel that again and again and again and again. I'm really proud of you guys. Those were fantastic. And that was all the way from, like, those who, like, I picked up the phone for the first time. That's huge! And it's just as huge as the woman who closed 2 people last night. You know what I mean? Or yesterday or today. That's amazing. All right? Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to pull, lastly, remember last night I told you that there were about 30 of you that did not put in your homework? I'm going to call out your name. If I call out your name, it means we did not get your homework last week. That also means, my friend, that you have one more chance, and that's it. One more chance of not putting in your homework. You have to make sure and not take advantage of that chance. Make the decision now that you are going to follow through this entire class. And remember what I said last night. If we catch you twice missing your homework, you're out of the class with no refund and no MP3s. Really simple. So don't mess with this. You're here for a reason. And if you're anything like I was in the beginning, when I first started playing basketball, a little 6-year-old girl, youngest one on the team, there were 14 years old on the team. I didn't even know what a basketball was. I felt awkward. I felt stupid. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I would never be good at it. I looked at those other girls like they were goddesses and thinking, oh, my gosh, they're so strong. They're so tall. They know what they're doing. I mean, I couldn't even run right without tripping over my giant feet. I was a mess. But, man, I'm telling you, making that first practice and the second practice and dribbling that ball and then my little granny shots that I would throw up and, you know, of course I'd be traveling with the ball, you know, like I'm running, holding the ball instead of dribbling the ball. I mean, I look like an idiot. You might look like an idiot. But as time passes and you keep the same action and you allow yourself to continue to get coached and you hold yourself accountable and other people hold you accountable and you focus on the progress, pretty soon you're the captain of the team. Pretty soon, you've got the results. Pretty soon, you're the person that everyone's looking to going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're so successful. And that's where you will be as long as you don't quit. So you got to follow through. And right now, showing up, doing your homework, and picking up the phone and making some calls. So if I call your name, it means we didn't get your homework. Don't let that happen again. Michaelyn Amba. And by the way, I'm going to apologize in advance for messing up more than half of these names. This international group, y'all have some very beautiful names that escape my ability to communicate them. Geneva Bame, Nellie Banman, Tanya Belcher, Sophie Bishanga, Gary Buckley, Debbie Byers, David Clark, Sasha Coleman, James Colty, Julie Dedman, Eileen Dry, Sharon Dukes, Tyler Enslin, Susan Falarca, Michael Garcia, Louis Gardiner, Victor Garibay, Fawn Gracie, Kent Gustafson, Amanda Ross, Joan Hill, Jordan James, Deborah Kay, Annie Kunap Baretti. That's a name. That's amazing. Jamie Marlett, Joel Mendoza, Zach Mulder, Brian Niederhaus, Christina Nordnack, Amira Olive, Christina Paak, Jessica Parkinson, Edison Pascal, Angela Phillips, Linda Pfeiffer, Daniel Pickney, Priscilla Porras, Christina Rivoli, Jim Rumler, Darren Sakamoto, Philomena Sully, Aman Sharma, Krista Smith, George Spangler, St. Mitchell, Ciara Taranis, and Carisha Walls. If I read your name, it means we did not get your homework. The next time that happens, you're going to be removed from the class, and you did not sign up for this or spend that money to not take full advantage of all the materials that you have available here, okay? So you, and if I called your name, if I were you, I'd be making sure that when you send your homework in that you call Smarter Network or you put an additional email there, please let me know you got my homework. Please let me know you got my homework, because you are not called to fail. You're called to succeed, and you're called to follow through. And you've heard this, 80% of success is showing up. So you got to show up. You got to do your part. All right. I'm going to pull my first person that I'm going to role play with. It's going to be Kimberly Bixby. Kimberly, press number one, raise your hand so that Shane can find you quickly. And we will go ahead and...
I found her, and her line is open.
Awesome. Okay, girl. Kimberly?
Hi, Danny.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, let's go ahead and get started. I see that you have 12 hours that you put in, 246 dials. It's exactly right where you belong. Excellent job. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
You had 18 conversations, 10 of which went to your presentation, 0 closes. So let's see what we can do.
Okay.
And whatever closing script you are using, what page? Are you doing a two-step close?
I do. We do the follow-up, and then we actually do the close.
Yep. So which page are you starting from, the supplemental script book?
The supplemental. I'm doing the closing script, and I've got it up on the screen.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, it's okay. I'm going to turn to that same script so I can follow along with you. All right, go for it.
Okay, do I do the ring or?
Hello.
Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
What did you like most about what you heard on the call?
Okay, Kimberly, right there, gigantic pause. Don't leave that gigantic pause. You're like, I'm like, hello, are you there?
Okay,
so okay, and by the way, how's it going? Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Okay, so we do need to say that. But, well, see, this script, we have somebody on the live call, and sometimes I three-way them, and then I'm in the same line with them, so they put everything on the call.
Sure, I gotcha. I didn't know if I went and looked at a video. I didn't know what step we were at.
We do the video.
You're on your second step.
Yes, because we send them to the live call first, do the follow-up script, then send them to the live call and do the closing.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're on your second close, basically.
Right.
All right, cool. So we just got off of a conference call.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So go ahead and go to your first question.
Okay. What did you like most about what you saw or heard on the call?
Well, obviously there's a lot of income potential there, and it sounds like there's some amazing discounts for traveling.
Tell me more about that.
I want to travel around the world. I want to see everything, and I want to eat everything. So, you know, traveling can be really expensive. So to me, like, this package they were talking about seems like a good way to be able to travel.
Okay, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Well, I'd want to make a lot.
What for?
So I can travel.
Well, Danny, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to travel the world and eat everything all around the world?
Never. First of all, I don't get enough time off to be able to travel around the world.
where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, slowly working towards being able to have the time to travel around the world and eat all the different foods? Or do you want to position yourself in the middle where you can earn 3 times the amount of money, or at the top position where you can earn nearly 10 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom does?
Well, I think obviously starting at the top makes the most sense.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks your clients will be sending you?
Okay. We're going to pause right here because I've already found what needs to happen.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, Kimberly, I'm so proud of you for the amount of dials that you're doing. I know you are committed. I know you want to build this thing. But what I'm hearing in your voice is ho-hum, is what I'm hearing in your voice. It's as though you're kind of cold and, like, not connecting. It feels like it's just a ho-hum. I'm just going through the motions, just getting through the script. I'm getting through another prospect. You know, I got dishes to do next, and I've got some laundry that's calling out my name right now, and, you know, the car's oil needs to get changed, and that's what I'm hearing.
Okay.
It's almost like this is a duty. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a duty. It's, you don't really like it, but you're just kind of doing your job.
So how do I change that, Danny? Because I really do want to change that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel like you care. Is what I'm feeling. Let's go ahead and reverse, okay?
Okay.
It's just simply a question of just fine-tuning some of the communication, but let's flip it around. We just hung up on the call. Okay, Kimberly, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, I like the fact that you can make a lot of money in this business and you can travel.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I would like to be able to earn enough money in order to be able to travel around the world.
Okay, Kimberly, do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
What for?
To be able to go on the exotic vacations with my family and just, you know, have more for them and to give them what they deserve.
Mm. So, Kimberly, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to go on those exotic vacations and do those things with your family and things like that?
It's going to take forever.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards that goal of those exotic vacations and going with your family? Or do you want to start in the middle where, you know, you earn 3 times the amount of money and, you know, you can get there a little faster? Or you can start at the top, you know, where you earn 9 times the amount of money than the person at the bottom does?
Well, I would like to start at the top, but I just don't have the money.
Yeah. Okay, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on those checks?
KimberlyBixby.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to walk you through another example. First of all, how did that feel? And just be honest.
Not real good.
What did you hear in my voice?
You didn't care.
Exactly. You can almost picture me. I'm holding my head up with my, you know, my arm and my hand. You know, I'm holding my head up. My elbow's on the table. My head is leaning on my hand. You know, that's just what we do around here.
Right.
Hold on a minute, I need to go start the dishwasher. So you could feel that. I'm glad that that's what you felt. Okay, good. Okay, that's really good. Okay, so now let's go ahead and go through another thing so that you can feel a different way, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, Kimberly, you there?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, I liked all the vacations that you can take and, you know, traveling at a discount and the high profit margins.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Well, there's a lot of potential to make a lot of money in this company, and, you know, you have to have money to travel, so that's the best of both worlds.
Okay. Kimberly, do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot.
What's that?
To be able to vacation with my family and just take the time off when I want to take the time off and just be able to give them more.
Kimberly, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to take the time off to vacation with your family and be able to have those incredibly steep discounts and high profit margins?
Yeah, it'll take forever.
Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards that goal of, you know, those vacations, the time off, the large profits, the steep discounts? Or do you want to start somewhere in the middle where you can earn three times the amount of money for the same work and effort, or at the top where you can earn nine times the amount of money than the person who starts at the bottom?
Well, I'd like to start at the top, but it's the money thing.
Okay, great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
KIMBERLYBIXBY.
Okay, awesome. And then where did you want those mailed to?
123 Fairytale Lane.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now let's pause right here. Did you feel anything different?
It was better.
How?
It was just, I had a different feeling that time than the first time.
Yep.
So it's just more genuine.
Yes. Yes. So which example do you think you're going to stick it out with?
The second one.
Yeah. Why?
If you don't care, if you feel like somebody don't care, you're not going to want to have a long-term business relationship with them.
Exactly. Exactly. And when you feel like someone cares for you, you're less likely to give a lot of excuses to them.
Right.
Than if you don't care. Putting off that you don't care, I'm not really interested in you, you know, you're kind of wasting my time, I got some laundry to do, that feeling causes people to want to give you a bunch of objections. And they'll flake on you rather quickly.
Right.
Okay. So the second example is more of where we need to go to. Like, you actually care about this person. And for you, what I want you to do is focus on the human being. Imagine maybe what they look like. You know, you interviewed them on the first script, so you got to know who they were a little bit. And I want you to picture their vision. I want you to picture, I'm picturing Kimberly traveling around the world with her family and enjoying herself and making memories and the scrapbooks that are going to be made and the posts on Facebook that are going to be made. I'm picturing that as you're talking.
Okay.
So I'm buying into who Kimberly is, and therefore that will naturally change my vocabulary, or not my vocabulary, but the tone in which I'm talking to Kimberly, because I see Kimberly already succeeding at what she wants to do, and it's going to make me feel so good when I see her on that cruise for the first time.
Okay.
So if I can picture it, I'll stand strong with you and hold you accountable to it. But if I really could just care less about whether or not you succeed and whether or not, you know, I know you care whether or not they join, but whether or not they fulfill that calling, why God put the two of you on the phone together.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you want to begin to allow those pictures to form inside, let your imagination, you know, run with you with what you see for them. Okay?
Okay.
So let's go ahead and pick it up here. All right, so I have you at 123. Forever living strong in a very successful state in the United States of America. Yes. Your zip code 7777?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. All right, awesome. Well, what we need to do is figure out how you want to take care of either one of those first, second, or third packages to get your business underway, and then we need to go ahead and begin your preliminary training so that we can get you established in that business and get you on your way to that very first highly discounted vacation that your family's been long waiting for, and obviously start to hone in on those high profit margins and the large income potential that you're looking forward to. So how did you want to take care of that first, second, or third package? Did your card start with a 4 or a 5 or a 3?
A 5.
A 5. Awesome. Okay. And I'll go ahead and take that number right now if you're ready.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. And the expiration date?
5 of 15.
All right, and which package for the largest earning potential do you want to step into now?
I will do the top one.
Awesome. All right, cool. All right, we'll go ahead and get that processed. Now, do you have a paper and pen handy?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm going to give you a homework assignment because we're going to get you underway immediately so that we can start seeing those profits right away. I want you to write down this website. Remember earlier in our first interview we were talking about Dani Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Our company trainer? Okay, she's going to do 90% of your training.
Okay.
And she has a site that's available 24/7. She actually has two different sites for two different reasons. So the first site would be smarternetworker.com, and there's a free boot camp that she is offering for you. It's completely free. It's 30 days. And the very first call in the boot camp is what I'd like you to listen to tonight. And let's just begin the preliminary training right away.
Okay.
It's going to take about an hour. Just listen to it. I want you to take notes and write down three specific things that are impacting you the most that you're learning about what she's teaching in that first call. Each day for 30 days, you're going to listen to each one of those calls for your training. And each day, you're going to write down three things that impacted you, three things that you pulled away, three things that you're going to apply. And I want you to email them to me.
Okay.
The second thing that we're going to do is I need you to make a list of goals. You know how you were saying, you know, you want to go on this vacation. And, Kimberly, I can picture you there. I can literally picture you going off on a vacation with your family, and I just can't wait to see the Facebook post of you guys in some exotic place. So where's the first place you want to go?
Bora Bora.
Really? You know, they have cruises there. Okay. So what I want you to do is I want you to make me a list of goals. So obviously one of the goals is to travel to Bora Bora, but I want you to make me a list. You can make a list up to 25 goals if you want. If you feel more comfortable with just laying up 10, that's fine. In our first conversation, you mentioned something about some debts that you wanted to take care of. So how much debt do you want to pay off, and how long do you want to do it? I mean, how long do you want it to take? So just things like that. Different places you want to travel to, you know, a certain amount of money that you'd like to make. I need you to make that list tonight or tomorrow morning just before we're going to get on our first training call together. So I need you to make a list of what those are so that I know where we are going together, meaning my job is to help guide you and direct you on how to get on that first vacation to Bora Bora. My job is to help to direct you on how to pay off all of that debt. In fact, DaniJohnson.com is a site where she's got all of that information on there and even most of it for free. And that's where she has war on debt. You know, you'd heard about Stacey O'Quinn paying off $292,000 worth of debt. That came from the war on debt system. But go ahead and just start writing things down, you know, whether it's, you know, more time off, how much time do you want to have off. Just get as specific as you can and put some dates with some of these things that you want to do, okay?
Okay.
Third thing is let's go ahead and get your marketing system set up. And in there, in our back office, we have a lot of systems as well as some training that's available there as well. And I am going to go ahead and get you set up on that. We're going to skip that one right there because I have no idea what your marketing system is. I just know that you have one. So we'll just stop right there. So anyway, I'll just pause right here because you guys have your steps for, you know, training or whatever. And we'll pause right here. Now, here's what I found to be pretty interesting. you gave me this first objection, and this is common, and this is where people get hooked, this is where people get scared. So right away, I want you guys to notice that Kimberly, when I read her question number six, she says, oh, I would love to start, you know, at that top package, but it's a money thing. I completely ignored that and just said, great, welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on the checks? I rolled with it. Sometimes what will happen is people will throw out an objection just because they think they're supposed to. And some people ask questions because they think they're supposed to, even though they're not. But it's just something that they do. And so if you notice, Kimberly gives me, you know, it's kind of a money thing. And I say, okay, great. You know, welcome aboard. I got your name, got your address. Okay, and how did you want to take care of that first, second, or third package, whatever one that you want to do? Did you want to use your, you know, your card number that starts with a 3, 4, or 5? She says a 5. Okay, so 3 is American Express. A 4 is a Visa. A 5 is a MasterCard. Oh, it's a 5. Great. What's the rest of the numbers? 5, 1, 2, 5. And the expiration date? All right, which package do you want to do? I think I'm going to start with that top one. All of a sudden, the objection went away because I confidently moved forward. I'm not freaking out. I'm not worried. And then we go straight into the training from there, meaning setting up the appointment for the training. Okay, now, Kimberly, why did you give me that credit card number?
Because I knew that you could help me make the money.
It's just a feeling, right?
Right.
Yeah. People purchase on emotion. We all do. We have a craving for chocolate. It's an emotion.
A couple of times this week, I've had a couple of people, I've closed a couple on a marketing system, and both of them were, you know, are supposed to have the money for the marketing system to set up tomorrow. So it's one
people
of those things. I didn't cave. I just read the scripts and did the no money script, and they're like, I really don't have the money, but I will get paid Friday, and I will have it on Friday. I'm like, that's fine. Let's set up the appointment. I've got the appointment set up.
Right. What I would do in that situation when they, you know, the money script that says, you know, we'll go, you know, that's fine. Let's go ahead and get your preliminary training underway. Your goal is to keep engaged with them and to continue to follow up with them and not wait till Friday. So have you been in touch with them since then?
Well, one of them was yesterday, one of them was today, so no.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, you know, maybe tonight shoot them an email. Just say, hey, I'm looking forward to talking to you and remind them of their needs, strengths, goals, and interests. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, kind of keep that engaged. And did you start them on their preliminary homework assignment?
You know, I didn't, and I should have on the Smarter Networker, yeah.
Yeah. You should send every single person that... You should send every single person that says they don't have the money straight to that first call in the boot camp for Smarter Networker.
Okay. I will do it.
Otherwise, you are looking like you just want their money. And if you don't stay engaged with them, they have somebody talking them out of the deal. So you have to keep the opportunity in front of them.
Right.
And not just leave them. So, yeah, so it's like, okay, great, we're gonna, because that closing script, the money objection script immediately just says, you know, we're going to begin your preliminary training. Step one is we need to send you over to Smarter Networker. 90% of your training is going to come from Danny Johnson. And this website is going to be something you're on all the time.
Okay.
So just like any kind of training with any corporation, this is just like that. So the first call, and what the assignment is, I need you to give me 3 things that you learned on that call. 3 things that show me that you listen to it and that you are taking this opportunity seriously.
Okay. And may I share a sprout with you?
Yeah.
I spoke with somebody today, and I was you get those prospects that are total jerks.
Yep.
And his initial thing was a jerk, and I wanted to get off the phone. Well, it was his wife I was wanting to talk to, but I had to go through him. And long story short, he's like, I finally took a step down a notch and just listened. And he's like, you know, I have had 60 phone calls in the last couple of days with telemarketers,
wow,
wanting my credit card, and da-da-da. So as soon as he said that, I knew I had him. I'm like, I'm nothing like that. So his wife came home in the meantime. I talked to her, went through the interview, and she was kind of short at the beginning, but by the end of it, she was talking about, and it reminded me of your story with your ex-husband. But she just, we had this nice conversation, and I follow up with her tomorrow. So
nice.
It was really good. I'm getting there. It's just taking a long time.
No. It's not taking a long time. You have to hear me. The woman that was zero for 3,000 spent 10 years trying to make money in the industry. You ain't taking a long time, honey. You're doing just fine.
Okay.
You're doing just fine. Don't even say that, because it's taking a long time is squashing your sprout.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You want to feed the sprout, not kill the sprout. You're going to get there. Yeah. You're going to get there. Okay, awesome job. All right, cool. Next person on my list. Shane, if you can go ahead and put Kimberly back in with the class. The next person that I will play with is Heather Bam. 10 hours of work, 216 dials, 50 conversations, 13 went to a presentation, 0 closes.
Her line is open.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Danny.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Awesome.
Okay. Let's go ahead and start with your script.
Okay.
Which part of your script, because I'm familiar with your system, you want to work on the first close or the second close?
Oh, okay. My system is a little different than what you might be familiar with.
Okay.
I send them to the website, and there's some videos that they watch.
Yep.
It's 45 minutes total of information.
Okay. The videos are.
Right.
Okay.
There's product.
How do you know if 13 people watch the videos?
Because my system gives me feedback. It tracks which videos they watched and for how long they watched them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. So they watch that 45-minute video, and then what?
And then we set an appointment for usually within 45 minutes to an hour if they can do that. If not, it's usually within the next day.
All right, so it's a direct close after they saw the 45-minute presentation.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
That's what we're going for.
Yes.
All right. Okay, so hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review the information on the website?
I did.
Awesome. You know, Danny, I just wanted to share with you real quickly here. When I first saw that information, I got to tell you, I was so excited about the information that I had seen and the ability to make that kind of income from the company and to be able to take all of those vacations. And I got started at the bottom level personally. And within 7 days, I had my two training sales out of the way that the videos talk about, and I had made two profit sales within the next 7 days. So I made profit in my business within the first 14 days of my business.
Wow.
And I worked my way up from the bottom to the top in the company within 3 years. And my husband has been able to take a job in which he was working. He was working 80 hours a week at a job, and now he's only working 40 hours a week. We've been able to cut back on him having to be gone so much from the family. And I'm a full-time stay-at-home mom because of the opportunity that this company has given me. And we actually took 6 weeks of vacation as a family last year. So
wow.
I was just, this has been a blessing to my family. So what did you like best about what you saw on the website, Danny?
First of all, I love your story. And I do want to travel, and I need to make money.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I have a $35,000 debt, and I don't ever want to be in this financial bind ever again. I don't ever want to be in need. I don't want to depend on anybody. I want to be able to live a completely different life than my family has lived. Basically, that's it.
Okay. All right, so, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
I would like to make a lot.
What for?
To pay off all my debt, to save $100,000 in cash, to travel. I'd love to go to Italy.
Danny, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to get rid of that $35,000 debt and to never be in debt again and to be able to really travel the world and to be able to live a totally different life than the life that you had when you were growing up?
It's going to take my entire lifetime. I make $1,500 a month, so it's going to take my entire lifetime to pay off that $35,000.
Hmm. So where did you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards those goals of getting out of debt and being able to travel more and being able to live a totally different life and going to Italy? Or did you want to get started somewhere in the middle, earning three times the amount of money as somebody at the bottom? Or maybe did you want to get started at the top where you could earn nine times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort as the person at the bottom?
Well, obviously, who wouldn't want to make nine times the effort, and no one wants to start at the bottom.
Great. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
DanijohnSon.
Okay. And where do you want your clients to send those checks to?
At 457 Yorkshire Court.
Can you spell Yorkshire, please?
Yorkshire Court, apartment 3. And that's in Bloomfield, Texas.
Bloomfield, Texas. All right. So, Danny, how did you want to pay for the purchase of your top package today?
How much is that top package again?
It's $11,000.
That's a little steep.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's steep. That's kind of expensive. I don't have $11,000 just laying around right now, you know. That's a lot of money.
I can totally understand that, Danny. So, Danny, tell me, is it that you are absolutely serious about achieving those goals of getting rid of that $35,000 debt as quickly as possible and being able to start traveling around the world and totally change your life and really live a life of quality and, have control over the amount of money that you can make? And you're just telling me that you don't have that kind of money right now, or you're not at all serious about doing those things, and you're just saying that you're just trying not to hurt my feelings.
No, I'm very serious. I've got to pay off this $35,000 in debt. And obviously, if I had $11,000, I'd pay off my debt with it.
Okay, great. So, and I don't know what to do at that point when they say that.
Okay, this is perfect. This is perfect. Out of the 10 responses, the 10 people that you read the script to, what was the response?
Okay, the response of the 10 people, this is what I get. I need 2 weeks to come up with the money, or I'll have
my
money.
You mean what I did with you?
Yeah, exactly. And so I'll go, okay, great. Well, I totally understand. Most people don't have that kind of money laying around. And so I go ahead and say, well, let's go ahead and get you started on some training right away. And I get them plugged into some training. And then, yeah.
And then
it takes some people come up with the money and some people fall off the face of the earth.
Okay. So out of 10, how many will come up with the money?
One out of 10.
Wow. One in 10 will.
Yeah.
That's a 10% closing ratio.
It takes them forever. It could take them forever.
Oh, honey. Heather.
Yeah,
okay.
This is my
problem,
Danny.
Yes, it is. Okay, number one, let me just say this. You freaking walked that script. I purposely had to create an objection. You walked that thing. You own that thing. You are so comfortable and you're like one with it. And you are so connecting with me. And I can hear that you care and I can hear that you believe. There's a couple things that I had to critique on your story, but I had a gut feeling that you get the money objection often. And I'm going to tell you where I detected it, honey. I know exactly where you lost it.
Okay,
even question six. You were on top of the freaking world, questions 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
And were flawless with it. Absolutely flawless. So then we take a deep breath with where you see yourself getting started. And I could feel you starting to like, right there.
Yeah.
When you listen to the MP3 of this, you'll hear exactly what I'm talking about. You start to get...
I know, because I know it's coming. I know an objection is coming, and I'm provoking.
Check it out. Check it out. You are prophetic, honey. You are provoking it because you're expecting it.
Right.
And I'm telling you, I was not going to give you a single objection.
Okay, so how do I get this crap out of my head, Danny? Because what I hear, what I'm taught, is that it takes most people 3.5 weeks to come up with the money. It takes.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. We're going to analyze this, okay?
Right.
Number one, does it matter if it took someone a year to come up with the money?
No.
You're going to make $9,200.
Right.
If you close one person a year, you made an extra $9,000 that year.
Exactly.
And it took you a whole year to close me, and it took a whole year to close Bob, that's $20,000 extra.
Right.
Okay. So, no, it's not right to you. You want to close them today.
Well, yeah. I would like to close more people on a daily basis, on a weekly basis.
So what's going on is that your timeline is warped, so therefore it is weakening your close.
Okay.
My timeline with a prospect is, especially the ones that give me trouble, I'm like, you're such a done deal. That's what's going on in my head. I love it. I can hear this guy telling a story one day. I didn't have the money. I was totally broke. My wife was against me. When I hear people's excuses, I hear their prior to DannyJohnson.com, I was story. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
So I'm all in for the prospect. I don't care how long it takes for them to come to the table. You are anxious. You want it to happen now. And because you're anxious and you want it to happen now, you are anxious when you read question number six. Therefore, your anxiety provoked mine and made me think I better ask a question. You made me doubt because you're doubting.
Right.
You literally brought it right out of me. Now, I'm telling you, isn't it funny that I didn't give you a different objection? I gave you the money objection.
Yep.
And it's because you were expecting it.
Yep.
Stop expecting that.
Okay.
Remember, vision. What's your vision? Who are you looking for?
I'm looking to help people get out of debt and to help people feed more orphans.
Yeah.
I love feeding orphans, and I've got pictures of them on my wall. This is
yes.
my dream board.
Yes.
My
yes.
dream board is clean water and orphans, and I want to get more people doing that and getting out
yeah.
of debt and building cob houses that don't cost a ton of money to build.
Okay, so look, that's your passion. That's why you're doing this. So if it takes me 3 months to come up with the money, is that a bad thing?
No.
No. The reality is that you're creating a pipeline filled with prospects that if you follow up with them, they eventually come to the table. And some need to be followed up with because they're just testing you to see if you really are serious.
Right.
So you're here for the long haul, honey. Stop being anxious. Stop worrying about provoking that objection. Stop going, okay, here it comes, here it comes. because you pulled it right out of me. I was so ready to say yes. So let me do something with your story really quick. First of all, you don't need to apologize for what you're about to say. Right away, that put me in the place of, like, brace myself. Okay, Danny, here, real quick, I have to tell you something. No, just go straight into it. Okay. Don't apologize for telling your story. Just tell it. So it's, Danny, are you there? Yeah. Hey, just to let you know, bam. Tell your story. Versus, real quickly, I would like to share with you what has happened to me. Because when I first heard about this, blah, 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 blah. You can cut all of that first part out. The other thing, you do not need to tell them you started at the bottom. That does not build credibility for you at all. Everything else that was in your story was dynamic, absolutely dynamic. I got started. Within 2 weeks, I already had my two first new clients. Sales is intimidating to people. Okay. My first 14 days, I was profitable, or put in a profit position, however way that you said that. So sales, it's on that list of words not to use or try to use as least as possible, but sales is very intimidating to people.
Okay.
So it's better to say, you know, my first 14 days, I had already brought on board two clients who we established in a home business successfully, and I was in profit by 14 days. I had made my initial investment back, I think is what you had said, which was great, something along those lines. But you don't have to say you start at the bottom. That doesn't do anything. That's neither here nor there. Right away, it makes me go, why would she do that? And so if I was ready to start at the top and you start at the bottom, you're telling me to start at the bottom. It also tells me that you had, you know, some excuses or whatever. You know what I mean? So there's really no reason to say it. If you start at the top, that's wise. Use that. But if you didn't start at the top, don't say you started at the bottom. I got started immediately. Within 14 days, I had already brought on board two clients that we successfully established a home business, which meant I was already profitable in 14 days. Or however it's way that you worded that at the end. But the point is sales can be intimidating to people.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Where else was I? Man, right away, I'm telling you, you were so connected. So connected. And the disconnect happened in question six.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does.
Stop thinking like
I'm pretty much trying to figure out, okay, they're going to tell me no, so what am I going to have them do?
and that's actually what you're communicating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But naturally, if you simply are just seeing me on that vacation, you're seeing me paying off that $35,000 in debt, right? You have to picture me having the success that I'm telling you I want to have. Not picturing me giving you an excuse.
Right. So it doesn't
you know
matter
what
when
to say.
Started.
Yes. And I know that you're going to stick through and stick by them, and you're going to follow up and follow through. And you're here for the long haul.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a done deal. You've already made money at the deal.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You got this thing, girl. Heather, you've got this thing.
I just go back and forth between my stupid head and just doing the work.
Yep. Yep. Girl, you got orphans to feed. Don't screw around with a dumb head. They got real problems. You don't. It's a perfect stranger that's going to give you a little song and dance. Again, you have to picture them already successful. And you're here for the long haul. It's kind of like this. You know, you raised kids.
Yes.
Remember when you had toddlers?
I have one now.
Okay. You know, and they want to act stupid?
Yeah.
And, you know, you just kind of look at them and you're like, okay, you're cute. But, you know, you're going to get a butt whipping.
Right.
Please make the right choice. You're not going to abandon your child if they choose not to obey, right?
Right.
Right. You're going to stand firm with them. You're going to be steadfast with them. You're going to be consistent with them. Right?
Right.
That's the same exact approach that you look at a prospect with. same exact thing. Not, uh-oh, here it comes. Oh, no, what am I going to say? You knew exactly what to say, honey. You got a great command of the script. And the bottom line is like, all right, they're going to give you, you know, oh, well, they gave you the song and dance thing. Like, oops, oh, well. Preliminary training, get them over that Smarter Networker call, put them on that first call, follow up with them, follow up, follow up, follow up. You know you will continue to follow up, which means you will get the sale. So you got to know that you're going to get the sale. And here's what I know. Holy crap. If you're at a 10% closing ratio, girlfriend, whoa. And let's say that you don't close everyone at the top package. Let's say some close at the bottom, some close at the middle. Let's just make it at the middle as the average. What's your profit on the middle package?
$3,200.
So if it's 1 out of 10, let's do the math. If it's 1 out of 10 and you're just closing one a month, what is that?
Yeah, that's $3,200.
3,200 times 12. I remember in the beginning, I used to focus, it's exactly what I thought, it's $38,000 in a year. Okay, great. So what if you decided, you know what, I don't want to just bring 10 people to a presentation each month. I want to bring 20 to the presentation each month. So if you increase your prospecting numbers, getting more people there, all right, so you got 20 people going through the presentation, now it's $6,400 a month. $6,400 times 12 is $76,000 in a year. The problem with most people who are getting started in a home-based business, and I had this problem, is that I was trying to race to six figures tomorrow, which was silly.
Right.
No. You're here for the long haul. You're going to make this happen. All right, so what if in year three that you just double your closing ratios, but you're still only presenting to 20 people a month? And you go from a 10% to a 20% closing ratio, which takes you 3 years to get there. So now if we've got 20 people per month, oops, sorry, you got 20 people per month times a 20% closing ratio, that's closing four, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four times 3,200 equals $12,000 a month. 12,800 times 12 months, that's $153,000.
I just need to focus on doing the work and doing the work more consistently. And God will provide the harvest.
Yes. Consistency is the answer there, too. It really is. So do you see the numbers that I'm presenting to you? This is not like, wow, kabam, so amazing. This is exactly how Jackie and Stacy did it. These guys sucked. They couldn't close one in hundreds. But they would not stop. They were so consistent. They were in every single prospecting closing class that I did. They bought everything that it was that came out on the market. They listened to the MP3s or the First Steps events. They didn't miss those events. And slowly but surely, these guys got better and better. And now, on very little time, they're able to make double of what it took a lot of time for them to make in the beginning. And consistency is what won them. And them, quitting was never in the head. Not an option. Especially for Jackie. So, again, if we look at this, if we can get 1 out of 10, and if it takes 2 months for them to close, but if you are consistent every single month putting 10 people through the presentation, right? Every single month.
That's what I'm working on, is being more consistent with that right there.
Because we know what the results will be. So what if it takes 2 months? So what does that mean? So if you've got a 10% closing ratio, so let's say in 4 months you've had 40 people go through the presentation, okay? 2 months into it, you're having two people close that month. 2 months later, you've got another two people closing. And as long as you don't stop and you're consistent month after month after month after month, your ratios of people showing up for the presentation and your closing ratios are going to increase. But you got to get this out of your head that I have to make six figures tomorrow.
Right.
Why are you laughing?
Because that's oh, my gosh, that's the kind of crap that I've heard forever, and that's the kind of crap that's out there, and you know, it makes it hard when you're,
yeah.
when you decide that you are committed, it makes it hard to not listen to that junk and to really focus on what's true.
Yep. This business is nothing but a numbers game. It's a numbers game, man. So let's find out what your ratios, fine-tune those ratios, and then through time, it takes less time to get the same results. It's consistency. Anyone can do that. That's how people succeed in a job, honey. Is we have to show up every day 8 to 5. We have certain tasks we have to get done every day. If we don't show up and we don't do the tasks, we get fired. Your business is exactly the same way.
Right. This is the first year in my business, Danny, that I've actually set a schedule and told my family,
awesome.
This is when I have to be at work. Mommy's working. Close the door,
yep.
guys. Fend for yourselves. I'm at work.
Yep. You got it.
I've never
and
done
look,
that before.
And you're getting results.
Yep.
So, there you
I
go.
I had a close today. I made money today.
You're going to get to the point where you will make money many days during the week only because of the consistency and the follow-up.
Right. Okay.
Do you understand? Because someone that you talked to 2 months ago that you're following up with and you've been consistently following up with weekly or every other week or once a month eventually comes through. So then that's the week that you have two people closing.
Danny, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What is your best idea or strategy for following up? I mean, my system follows up with them, but what's the best way to follow up with all these people that I put in the pipeline?
I would send them a thank you card.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Good job. I'd be sending them a thank you card. And if you heard how I did it with Kimberly, the homework assignment is to write down three things. Are you doing that?
I am, and some of them show up and some of them don't, and so I try to figure out, you know, it's just like the ones that don't, how often do I call them?
Well, you know, you want to give some people the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, and it all depends on how you really connected in that conversation. I mean, again, and the more that I can get everybody thinking along these lines, and these are the lines you got to think. You're a human resource director. You are doing an interview. And you know whether or not you found a good prospect.
Right.
You know you do. Something that's, you know, eating while they're talking to you on the phone. You can hear the television really loud in the background. They're yelling at their kids while they're on the phone with you. Probably not a good prospect.
No.
Not qualified. They wouldn't get a job at McDonald's on that phone interview. They're certainly not getting a job here. But if you found somebody, like I was representing a good prospect. You saw, I said, I want $100,000 cash in the bank. I've got to pay off this $35,000 a day. I don't ever want to be dependent on somebody again. I don't ever want to be in this situation. That is all the signs of someone who's hungry and specific and is going to achieve those goals. But why? Because I'm very specific. Someone who's hit him hard along, you know, it's good today here in Louisiana. Well, I don't know, maybe a couple $1,000 a month would be nice. Hey, that person that can barely wipe his butt, let alone have a vision and work towards it, certainly won't be able to handle objection from the first friend he talks about the business to. You're looking for the same talent that Oracle is looking for. You're looking for the same talent that corporate McDonald's is looking for. You're looking for the same talent that DannyJohnson.com is looking for. You're looking for the best. Committed, driven, focused, detailed, task-oriented, dependable. You know who those people are when you're talking to them.
Right.
Right? So when you get one of those, you follow up, girlfriend. You follow up, you follow up, you follow up.
All right.
If you could tell someone flaky on the phone, you want to confront that issue right away. I remember this one time, this was hilarious. I had this guy, and I caught him red-handed. So I come to the end of the script, and I say, okay, let me give you my phone number. We're pre-screening a lot of people right now, and there's a lot of work on our part in establishing somebody in a home business. Let me give you my phone number. My phone number is 209-722-9997. He's like, uh-huh, uh-huh. I said, you want to read that back to me? And he chuckled.
I said, you didn't write it down, did you? He goes, nope, I didn't. I said, dude, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. There's no need to continue this conversation if you're just, you know, leading me along here. He goes, you're right, man. I totally appreciate you. I said, have a great day. Goodbye. I caught him red-handed. He wasn't serious. He's lying, acting like he's taking down a phone number. Really?
Yeah.
He wasn't paying attention to anything that was happening in that script. I ain't wasting my time with that sucker.
Yeah, I had a prospect the other day joke with me. I said, do you have any kids? He goes, I got 55, honey. And I said, I'm so sorry, Brent. Yeah, I know. I said, I'm so sorry, Brent. It doesn't seem like this is a good fit. And he goes, what? It was a joke, baby. And I said, have a nice day.
Good for you. Exactly. You ain't going to baby me. Hello, I'm pretty sure he might be unemployed because of sexual harassment at this point. All right, good job. All right, so do you understand? This is about consistency. It's about commitment. There's no. You are going to fill a pipeline, and you're going to have months that are huge, and you're going to have months that are leaner. But I know this: as long as you stay consistent, you're always going to have a month.
Yes, ma'am.
In the beginning of my business, okay, I tell my story, right? So I went to my first training in 4 days, applying the information. I made $4,000 in 8 days. My next check was $11,000. That wasn't the next month. The next month was a zero.
Oh.
Okay.
Perception.
Uh-huh. So then my next check after that was $15,000, but the month after the $11,000 check, do you want to guess what the check was? I went like this. 4,000, zero. 11,000, zero. 15,000, then 21,000. I had two flops in between two great months. And it was consistent from the first eight-day thing on. I was very consistent from that time on. So I was super consistent and made nothing. But then that consistency caught up with me, and my second month being consistent and turned to $11,000 check. I was still consistent with that $11,000 check, and the next month was a zero. And the zero was a test. Am I going to do this as a profession, or am I going to quit at the first sign of looking like it's not going to work?
Hmm.
Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Oh, this was so good. Okay, cool. Shane, go ahead and put her in the class. So good. What I want to do now is I want to answer some questions we have about... let's answer some questions. But Shane, we have to test the list. So if you turn in your homework, then we will do a question. You can ask a question. If you do not turn in your homework, then you cannot ask a question of me right now. So if you know you're turning in your homework, I did not call your name. You can press number one if you have a question. That was so good. Both of those examples were so, 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 so good.
Looks like first up we have Portia Parcher. Go ahead.
Hold on. I want to double check and make sure that I have her homework. You said Portia?
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Parcher.
Parcher. Yep. Go for it.
Hey, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, so I have a question. So I have just finally started working leads, and it's been very interesting so far. And what's been happening is I'll do the prospecting script with one of them, and then I'll send them to a video. And then when I send them to the video, like, I'll email them and I'll give them a link to the video. And so they'll go to the video and I guess they'll watch it, and then they'll email me back or they'll text me and say, this isn't for me, thanks. And so I don't know if I should, like, get back to them and, like, try to do the script with them. I mean, I had already scheduled a follow-up appointment with them, but then they text me or email me before the appointment and tell me they're not interested.
Okay, Portia, what's going on is that you're not connecting with the prospect in the front part of the script. So if you really connected with that prospect, they wouldn't just blow you off like that. They would feel connected to you enough to face-to-face or over the phone at least say, you know what, it's not for me.
Okay.
Okay. You really need to – I want you to record yourself on your next 10 prospecting calls.
Okay.
And see if you would trust you. So record it, listen back to it, and see if you would trust you.
Okay.
See if you sound like a telemarketer. See if you sound like a totally disconnected person who doesn't give a rip about the person they got on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, cool. Great question.
Thank
Who's
you.
Who's next? Shane, who's next?
Next up is Linda and Avery Waddington.
Waddington, hold on. Let me just double check. Yep. Got it. Go for it.
Hey, Danny. The question I have is, how do you deal with when you're in pain and the person you're talking to can hear that?
When your body's in pain?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm in kidney failure, and I have a lot of issues right now. I'm going for surgery in the morning, but the pain peaks through sometimes. And if I'm working with my team, sometimes they'll be like, "Hey, you don't sound too good today. Are you in pain?"
Yeah.
It's just coming through at different times when I'm prospecting.
Well, obviously, you have got to take care of your body. And what are you really communicating and selling to these prospects and to your team?
Well, I'm communicating freedom and success and
really? You're not communicating freedom. You definitely are not communicating success. You're communicating, I have to work even when I am in excruciating pain and going to surgery tomorrow.
Ah.
That's not freedom.
Gotcha.
It's not freedom at all. That is, I'm owned by my business. And afraid if I don't work it, I'm not going to make money. That's what that's communicating.
Got it?
So,
yep.
So the reality is that if this business is what you say it is, then live it. Live it.
Okay. Got it.
And your body is hugely much more important than any business. It's like after I gave birth to my kids, you know, those were like, you know, kind of important times to, you know, stay home. It really was. And you know what's so funny? I'm such an idiot because when I had Cabe, he's my third child, I worked up until days before I gave birth. I gave birth 7 days later. I did a first steps.
Wow.
And that was the smallest business I had ever had. That was the least amount of success I had ever had. I was a workaholic. I was nauseous 24/7 with that little booger. He gave me trouble in my womb. He didn't give me trouble until now. I was nauseous. 5 hours after he was born, I finally was not nauseous. Get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, crawling on the floor nauseous. And I pushed myself. I would pass out. Michelle Van Fossen could tell you guys stories. I would be up doing a presentation, and I'd have to pass the pen. I had someone sitting in the front row that was a part of my team that could take over the presentation midstream if I was going to pass out. My priorities were jacked up. I didn't care about my health. I didn't care about the example I was setting. Here I thought I was setting an example of, you know, financial freedom. No, that was total bondage. So take care of yourself, Avery. Take care of yourself.
I will. And I discovered where that came from. I understand where my thinking along that pattern came from.
Yes.
I just figured out where it came from.
Yes.
My dad always went to work when he didn't feel well, and he said, "Well, I cannot feel well at work." So that's the attitude I adapted, and when I don't feel well, I still go to work.
Yeah.
But now I know the picture I'm sending, so thank you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, if this business is about freedom, then have that freedom. Obviously, you don't want to abuse the freedom, and you don't want to use your health as an excuse. There's some days that you feel just fine and you're good with it. Obviously, if you've been in pain for a long time, you can handle and have a higher pain tolerance than someone else that doesn't. You know what I mean? Some people are like, "I feel a sniffle. I have hay fever. I'm not working today." What the heck?
I'm with you.
That's BS. You're having surgery tomorrow. You're having surgery tomorrow. I mean, this is a serious thing. You know, so it is what it is. So, yeah, you know, I just want to make sure everyone gets the point across. It's like, "Oh, you know, my back is hurting." Okay, well, if you're focused on your back hurting, you make your back hurt more. I've done plenty of seminars with my back hurting, plenty of them, but not in this place of bondage. Sometimes it's, "I'm going to press through. I'm going to press through.
for me, it wasn't life and death. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, we don't want to use our sickness as an excuse, but we want to be wise. And if our body right now is saying rest, then you better obey. You better obey.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. I'll be praying for you, Avery, and for your beautiful wife. Yes. Okay. In fact, Avery, as soon as this call is done, stay on the line, and I'll just pray for you tonight. Okay. Who's next, Shane?
Next up, we have Maisha Taylor. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Okay. My question is, let me tell you. I run an auto dialer, and I run it consistently Monday through Friday, let's say between the hours of 12 to 5 o'clock. However, I usually can't call people back until a couple of hours later. So would you suggest running the auto dialer only when I'm available, or what I'm doing is fine?
Well, you tell me. What's the result of doing it when you're not available?
And show up ratio is not that great.
So what do you think?
I get more. All right. Some people will go to my website from the broadcast message that they hear without me having to speak to them. However,
I love your accent, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
Are you from New York?
Yes.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some people will go to the website definitely from hearing the message. However, I do get more of a reply when I am available. But it's so many.
Yeah, you know, when I get those kind of calls, I hang up right away. I'm like, here, you're a freaking real person. Goodbye. I can't hang up on a telemarketer because I feel bad if I hang up on a telemarketer. And when the telemarketer sucks, I feel even worse for them. And I'm annoyed if they suck and they sound disconnected and they're not human to me. But whenever I answer the phone and it just goes straight to this recording, hi there, da 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 da, I'm like, you pig, and I hang up.
Yeah.
It's kind of a waste of a lead.
Well, that's what's happening.
Your auto dialer might be calling my house, and I could be a great prospect.
Got you. Okay, so I feel like I know what to do.
You're awesome. Okay, who's next?
Next up, we have Sarah Ho. Go ahead.
Hold on. I got to find her. Sarah Ho with an H?
Yes, ma'am.
Ho. There's two Ho's. Okay, I got it. Sarah, go for it. Sarah,
your line is open.
Are you freaking out, Sarah? It's okay. She muted herself. Okay. Moving on.
Next up, we'll do Lindsay Anderson. Go ahead.
Hi, Danny.
Hi. Hold on, Lindsay.
Okay.
I gotcha. Go for it.
Okay. I have a question about working with Warm Market. I can get people to my presentation using the practice script.
Awesome.
But what I'm having trouble is I don't know how to close them for real where they don't think that I'm still practicing.
Well, that's in your head.
Okay.
So you come up with a barrier when it's time to close them. I created that practice script, 15 years ago. And that sucker works like a charm. That thing is so freaking brilliant, it's unbelievable. Because watch, you are starting. You're practicing when you're reading that script with them, right?
Yes.
Okay. Don't you think, let me ask you this question, Lindsay. When you first came to your first presentation, when you first walked into the door to see it, were you interested?
Yes.
Really? You came already interested?
Do you mean like the first time I took a look at it?
Yeah. No, because you didn't know what it was.
Well, yeah, that's true. I didn't know.
Exactly. So were you interested?
No.
Exactly. The practice script is a disarming script.
Okay.
It causes the prospect to relax. Yeah, sure, I'll do that for you. And they keep an open mind. So that's are relaxed and open-minded. They're hearing a well-crafted presentation. So tell me, you didn't know what the presentation was, therefore you were not interested, but as you heard, and by the way, were you looking for the opportunity?
No.
No way. You were not looking for the opportunity. You were not interested in the opportunity, but bam, lo and behold, there you were sitting there watching the presentation. And what happened?
I got interested.
No way! What? Okay, now let's watch this. Have you ever watched infomercials?
Yes.
Okay, honey. So prior to hearing about that stupid slicer, dicer, julienne thing, juicer, were you at all interested in any of it? Were you specifically looking for that dumb appliance? Wait. I'm going to use me as a prime example here. I don't have television. One of the reasons why I don't is because I am defenseless with infomercials. I am defenseless! I get on a plane. It's an international flight. Then, sitting in the seat in front of me, has that little stupid DirecTV thingy playing. And this commercial for Ninja cookware comes on. I already have a crock pot. I have an oven. I have a stove. I do not need this different version of a crock pot. I am not interested. I am not looking, and I don't care. But then I am. Watching. Then came out my credit card, and I bought the stupid Ninja. Guess what happened next? The next infomercial came on for skincare. I get my skincare for free, and it's very high-end. One of the beautiful privileges and perks of my job is people send me free stuff because they want me to represent it. My skincare, my hair care, it's all free. Most of my vitamins, free. So here comes the skincare. I am completely 100%. Lindsay, are you listening to me?
Yes.
I've been using this skincare for, actually one of them for 15 years. This other one, 4 years. I am totally 100% thoroughly satisfied with my skincare. And I'm thoroughly satisfied with the price of it. There I am. I ain't looking for skincare. They're telling me all the same stuff that my skincare already does. You know, it's going to help with wrinkles, going to help to shrink your pores, going to help with elasticity, put some collagen back in your skin. I am using currently for free products that do all that. But there I am in the airplane, about to take off. And as I am staring at that stupid screen, you'll never guess what happened. My credit card came out again. Before we took off, I bought two products that I did not need, that I was not looking for. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So you're the one creating the barrier here, honey.
Okay. Yep.
You have to assume, how can someone not sit through that presentation and not get interested?
You're right.
You actually are talking your prospect out of it. By or not. So when it comes time the presentation is done and now you're going to move to the closing script, that's still part of the practice. And lo and behold, 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10 or 3 out of 10, maybe eventually 9 out of 10 are going to say yes. And well, I wasn't even looking for this, but now that you talk about it, I think I got to have that.
And you know what's funny, Danny, is yesterday I had used the practice script on someone and I got to the close and I decided just to go through the script the way it was.
No way.
And I closed them.
No way.
But like the other 10 people, I didn't. Because you're right, because I kind of acted as though I was still practicing. You're right.
Well, you put a barrier up and thought that they thought you were still practicing. It doesn't matter. You have to assume if they're seeing the information, you know, they have to be deader than a doornail to not see the opportunity and jump on it. All right, awesome.
I'll just read the darn
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, please do. And please don't assume they're not interested. Assume that they were just like you, not looking, saw it, had to buy it.
Okay.
That's the better way to go. Okay, who's next, Shane?
Next up we have Lillian Cicada. Go ahead.
Hey, Danny. I haven't been, well, I did a close yesterday that was something that I had a hard time directing the person. She started crying. The objection was the money objection, and I really connected with her, and she started to cry, and I kind of lost what script I was supposed to read. So I ended up directing her. We talked about when she could get the money together to start the marketing system. She didn't have the under $100 that it costs. And I ended up directing her over to DannyJohnson.com. And my question is, should I have directed her to Smarter Networker instead?
If you're interviewing her for a business, you definitely say, you know what, honey, don't worry about it. I'm here. However long it takes, you're going to be fine. Let's get your training started right now. And I would definitely direct her to that first call in Smarter Networker, and I would absolutely direct her to the shows. Like, start tapping in. Get the daily fix every day, because she's in a tough emotional spot. And then you can even say, you know what, I don't know what your spiritual positioning is, but do you have a particular faith?
Mm-hmm.
And if she said yes, well, what is it? If she said, if you were a Christian, she's a Christian, can I pray for you? Mm-hmm. And I want to direct you to somebody that can totally help to refresh you spiritually and financially and help to give you some pointers on how to grow in your job right now as you're in this situation. Let's hit your financial situation from two angles.
Okay.
And I would definitely send her and to have her get the free book, you know, the free First Steps to Wealth, and start listening to Danny's show first thing every morning. It's free.
I did. I took her to your website, and I showed her around everywhere. I said, you know, the show, you've got to be on the show. Yeah.
The bottom line is, when you care for people, it's going to work.
Okay.
It's going to work. You're going to build your influence when you care. And when you care about directing them, what's going to help them right now? What's going to help her right now is getting the marketing system. I don't know. Right now she's an emotional wreck.
Yeah.
If she's crying on the phone with a perfect stranger and she's an emotional wreck right this minute, I want you to think about this. This is interesting. How is she going to be when she gets rejected the first time on the phone?
True.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this person needs a little love and care. That's the right thing to do. It's the honorable, moral thing to do. Yeah, direct her to DannyJohnson.com.
Okay.
She's so stressed out. She's crying on the phone with a perfect stranger. She's having a nervous breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah, she really liked everything she heard, and she wanted it, but...
Yeah.
So, we have an appointment. Yeah, we have an appointment later in the month, and I was thinking of giving her a call back and seeing how she's doing.
You should call her tomorrow and see how she's doing. We're building a business. We're building long-term relationships here. We're not using people. I would call her tomorrow and see how she's doing.
Okay.
I would call her and say, hey, did you listen to the show today? What did you like about it? Hey, I want you to listen tomorrow, too. Write down three things that you got out of it. I'm going to stand with you. Let's get you through this season. You know what kind of a person she's going to transform into? If you help walk her through that, oh, my gosh, she'll be a lifer with you. If she's a good prospect, if she's got talent, if she's got ability to learn and wants to grow her skills, she'll do great. Nonetheless, you can never, ever, ever lose by showing that you care.
Okay, that's good. Because I connect with a lot of them that don't necessarily keep going, but I want to share the other part with them. And so
should. You absolutely should. You're growing your influence with that, and you'll still stay in touch, and then eventually you're going to turn. They're still in your pipeline, regardless if you send them to DannyJohnson.com or Smarter Networker. They're still in your pipeline.
Okay.
Yep. They're still there. So the ones that, you know, like this woman's having a nervous breakdown, definitely send her over to the DJC site. You know, but if it's somebody else that isn't like that and they really are just in that tough spot, I'd probably send them to both. And work with them. Follow up. Show that you care and help to guide them.
Okay.
Through, you know, and again, through just accountability. It's like, hey, you listen to the show. What I want you to do is just listen to that program. Give me three things that you learned out of it. I want you to do that every day.
Okay.
For a woman like that. Somebody else, it would be the Smarter Networker page. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do when it comes to money, especially with a higher buy-in, is I like to build relationships.
And so when somebody's like really crying the money thing, no, I'm really serious, and yet they checked out my standard, meaning they met my standard of credibility. Are they dependable? You know, it shows me they spent 5 years in the same job. There's some dependability there if they're young. If they, you know, even educationally, sometimes that has effect. Are they able to complete something? The same exact thing that IBM, that Oracle, that, you know, DJC is looking for, as we have several job openings right now that we're hiring for. So we're looking, every company, every good company is looking for great people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're looking for.
Because she had great credibility. She had 30 years in the business. She was in customer service.
Wow.
I mean, she just has a,
that's a great prospect.
Hurt her back, and she can't actually physically go. So she's looking for a home business.
Wow.
And she's been burned a few times, and, you know, it just, it broke my heart. It really did. Because
so in that case, I would be very strong on relationship and not just trying to get the money out of her hands, because that's what everybody else did, and she got burned.
Okay.
So that's why you have to show yourself to be different.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So,
yes,
you know what? Don't worry about the money is what I would say to her. Let's just begin that preliminary training, and you're going to show that you're going to be faithful. You're going to show that you really care. You're not just out for the $70 marketing system. You're going to leave her high and dry. So your example is going to build the trust, and that's where her commitment's going to come from.
Okay.
All right. Awesome question.
Thank
Excellent.
You. Thank you.
You are so welcome. You're so welcome. Okay, Shane, time to clear the queue. We are out of time. And so, guys, you got your homework that is due on Monday. Don't mess up, especially the ones that I called your name. You can do this. Set alarms if you have to. Make sure it gets in by Monday at midnight. It takes hours and hours and hours to compile all of the documentation for this class. And I mean hours upon hours upon hours. And we really do look through all of it. We really do analyze it. We do carefully pick, you know, the people that we want to role play in that. Everything is done with incredible diligence with the whole team that makes the class happen. So you do your part, we're going to do our part. Anyway, this was good. This was so good. There's so much great information that came from the questions as well as the role playing. I know that you guys had a lot there. And I would love it if you guys would go over to that page that Brian told you about last night. For some reason, it is not on my sheet. But you know what the name of that Facebook page is. Whatever the group is that for some reason it's not on my list. Hold on. Maybe it's right here. And that would be no. Hold on 1 second. Nope, it's not. Here it is, Prospecting Closing Super Friends Facebook group. Yeah. So, go there. You know, write down three things that you got out of this, or it could just be one thing that you really are going to focus on that you got and gained from tonight's class, and carry that in the next week. And by the way, with those MP3s, you need to listen to them every single day until we meet up again. Every day, starting tomorrow, you're going to listen to last night's call, and then maybe later in the day, you listen to tonight's call. But you have two MP3s from these classes, let them be playing in the background. Let them be playing while you're doing things that you don't need to think about, that are just autopilot activities. But the more that you listen to these, the more it's going to get into you. The attitude's going to come through. The right mindset's going to come through. And you'll be amazed what you didn't hear tonight that you will hear in the MP3. Okay, so make sure you're driving it deeper, deeper, deeper for you. And I really would recommend at least at one point through the weekend sitting down listening to those 4 hours and taking notes again and filling in some of the notes that you were not able to write fast enough for, okay? So do that so that you're going to retain more. It's going to get into you. Again, this is consistent effort, keeping you focused. And then next week, you've got my two proteges. What a blessing that you are going to have Jackie and Stacey O'Quinn next week with you. Phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. These guys have blown my mind. I remember both of their very first prospecting and closing class, and I remember how terrible they were. And they were terrible for a really long time. They didn't just, like, change overnight and be really good on the phone. No, it was, like, several classes in. I'm like, okay, you're doing a little better, Stacy, but, dude, you really got to drop this drill sergeant stuff. I mean, they really, really were, and then very mechanical, the two of them were. So
just, yeah, please, just do what they've done. I'm so proud of them, and you better give them your absolute best. They are very good at what they do, and I trust their judgment. I trust how they're going to work with you next week. Other than that, everybody can hang up, and I'm going to pray for Avery. Shane, if you can, just press number one. I mean, Avery, if you can press number one so that I can talk to Shane, and everyone else can say goodnight, and God bless you, and we'll see you next week. And I'll be watching our numbers, by the way.
All right, the line's open.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, Danny. Good night.
Good night. Laura, awesome job tonight. Awesome job filling these classes. You guys did great.